Now, a plan to give Belfast City Council staff powers to confiscate alcohol and issue fines to those drinking in public places has failed due to the collapse of Stormont. Powers that may have helped with the management's big events, like with the management of big events like St Patrick's Day celebrations, is what we're talking about here. This story has been reported by the Belfast Telegraph. The Ulster Unionist Party Councillor and former Mayor Jim Rogers with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Former Sheriff Rogers, I'm fine today.
Good.
You're on the People and Communities Committee.
That's right.
It's a fine committee, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Breech Ruddy from the Residents Association in the area is with us this morning as well. Good morning to you, Breech.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. So, Councillor Rogers, you can't do this because you can't enact the legislation. Is that it?
Well, Stephen, unfortunately, we don't have an assembly or an executive functioning.
Yes.
But I want to assure Breech, who has done a great job over the years in the Holy Lands in regards to St Patrick's Day, that the council will be taking action as they've done in the past. And this is a team effort, Stephen.
Well, how can you if the power's not there, Jim?
Well, we would like more powers, but we can certainly hand out fines to people, and that will take place if necessary. We don't want to do that. And that's why we've been working closely with the police, Queen's University, Ulster University, the Belfast Met, street pastors, the landlords in the area, and the SOS bus team. And all of them will be on hand to assist over the next 3 days.
But what I'm trying
about,
to...
I'm talking about Saturday the 17th, St Patrick's Day, Sunday and the Monday.
Well, I have a couple of questions, Jim, as I often do. Question one, why are you doing this rather than leaving it to the police?
Well, we all have to work together. The success of any organisation is having partners, and Belfast City Council prides itself in having partners. And for something like this, if you don't work with the police, if you don't work with the universities and the Belfast Met, as well as the other organisations I've mentioned, you're not going to have a day that we could classify.
Yeah, but you say work with them. There's no one suggesting you shouldn't work with them. The question is, why are you doing what is surely a policing job? Taking alcohol from people who should not be drinking on the street because of a bylaw, is that not the role of the police?
Well, it is up to a certain extent, Stephen, but over the last few years, we have played a leading role. But at the end of the day, the police, they know their responsibilities, we know ours, and it's working in consultation with each other.
So what's the different responsibility?
The people in the Holy Lands don't put up with what they've been having to put up with for many years.
And I get
that. It's totally unsatisfactory what residents have had to suffer. It's not as bad as it used to be, but nevertheless, there's still trouble there over St Patrick's Day weekend as it is this year.
I get that, Jim. And this will be students and all of these people that come out and celebrate St Patrick's Day and don't give a damn if they are destroying the environment around the residents.
It's not just students. You've got those who want to get blocked, head into the Holy Lands, which unfortunately suffer, and people, cars are damaged, their properties hit. It's not at all satisfactory, and we as elected members of Belfast City Council have to give leadership. We have an important role to play, and we want to try and help the people who live in that district.
So, Councillor Rogers, I have a particular question for you about this. So you're very energised to do this on St Patrick's Day. On the 12th of July, are you going to go around taking drink off the Orange Men? Are you going to go around taking drink off people that are standing at the side of the road watching the parades?
Stephen, action is taken on the 12th of July.
Are you going to support it? And is it Is it? Because I see. Well, the Orange Men, by the way, wouldn't be drinking. It would be the followers, wouldn't it? But I see. We all see the mayhem that's left on our streets after the 12th of July.
Well, we've got a number of events over the year that leaves our streets with a terrible amount of litter, including Culture Night, and we were discussing that just the other evening, and everybody has a responsibility. Now, for example, 12th of July, very, very successful day, Culture Night getting bigger and bigger, But people have a dreadful habit of throwing down litter, throwing bottles, throwing cans, and our council staff do a fantastic job clearing it up. It's costing the ratepayers a lot of
money. But Jim, here's the question that some people are going to be asking now on the 12th of July, and then I'll come back to the residents in the Hoylands area. They're going to be looking at how many fines were issued last year, the 12th of July, for littering and drinking. And they're going to say, well, it's maybe easy to do it here in the Holy Lands, but are you going to apply the same consistency on the 12th of July? And we can count that, can't we? We can document that because we can look at how many fines have been issued over recent years. Have there been any on the 12th of July?
I don't have the figures at hand, Stephen, but what I want to stress this morning to you and your listeners, I believe in people being treated equally in our society. I'm not interested in a person's religion, colour, class or creed. Every single one of us have a responsibility. If we break the law, including councillors, we have got to suffer the consequences. So I'm not going to single anyone out just because they're of different religion from me.
Let's come back.
I want to see everybody being treated fairly and squarely.
Let's come back then to the Holy Lands area. Breege, as a resident, and I've been speaking to you and Ray Farley from the Holy Land Regeneration Association. Morning to you, Ray, as well.
Morning.
I've been speaking to you for many, many years from my time in City Beat. What's that, 14, 15 years ago?
Your granny wore a crinoline, as they say.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time.
Well, Stephen, the first Residents Association in 1998. That tells you the timescale.
Give me a sense. Describe what it's like on St Patrick's Day to be a resident.
Well, I think, and the residents would want to say, this is a year-round issue. It's good that it's focused on St Patrick's Day and the media gather and the world sees what's happening. This is a year-round issue. From September through to December, the City Council did not use their existing powers to fine on street drinkers. There were no fines handed out. In the Holy Land area, you can drink all you wish, as freshers do. You can throw litter on the streets. You can engage in disorderly behaviour, and the authorities do not use their existing powers. So although I welcome the fact that they want the powers extended because there are gaps, I would say, first off, use the existing powers. Why are they not using existing powers?
I would agree entirely with what Breege is saying there. If you drop a sweetie wrapper in the centre of town, you will get a fine for doing that. There are no prosecutions for littering in the Holy Land whatsoever.
Nor for drinking on street.
And drinking
on street. Even though there are signs up now, the City Council say they can't hand out fines. Why are there signs up saying you can be fined for on street drinking? Why is private security companies are all the concert can confiscate drink no problem? Because we've used private security firms, they can confiscate the drink. There has been a long discussion over many years about the gaps in legislation. I accept that. The Assembly met for 10 years. Why didn't they discuss it? The police and the council have been talking about the legislation for 10 years. Why haven't they changed it? But in the meantime, use the existing powers. A second thing I want to
Breege, Jim Rogers, is it not embarrassing to hear this morning these residents say, you're not preparing any of the students for the consequences, and students and others for the consequences, because all year you don't implement your policy. You don't fine people. You don't teach them a lesson.
Well, whenever we go in with a heavy hand, people complain. It's the same with the police. You have to try and strike a happy medium and all of these.
But I think what they're saying, Jim, is there's no point doing it one day a year.
No, and I accept what Breege and Ray have been saying. I've been hearing this from both of them and others who represent that area for many, many years. There's staffing issues, there's cost issues. All of these things have to be borne in mind. And the council wants to work with people. And that's why we basically have this operation involving all the various organisations that I have mentioned, and things have got better, and let's hope that this year is the best ever, because none of us want to see an area wrecked and destroyed and people's properties suffering. But it's a team effort, and I know people like Breach and Ray and others in that district, they all want to work with us, and we're not going to please everybody, but I want to assure them, and we discussed it the other evening in the committee, people in communities, we need to do much better. We need to have other measures in place.
Here's John in Belfast.
And again, I have no doubt that that will happen.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, just listening to Councillor Rogers there again. It's on a bit of Patrick's Day, as he does every year, you know, complain about the behaviour of people and the damage done to communities. I was just wondering, you know, and there's times they've also called for students, maybe they've been reprimanded, some even put off their course. I was wondering if you could tell me how many people have been, you know, reprimanded, many students, that is, have been reprimanded for the behaviour during the 12 celebrations and about the property that's been, houses burnt on the Shankill Road, property damaged in Sandy Road, which is still waiting to be fixed. You know, I think Mr. Rogers has more of a problem with his own area over the 12 parades, with the bonfires and the rubbish and the litter and the toxic fumes that's been kicked up into the air. Maybe you'd like to maybe make a comment then.
Well, go ahead, Jim.
John, I've spoken out about the 11th night bonfires. To me, if people are breaking the law, property is being damaged, I will always voice my opinion, and the Ulster Unionist Party will not be found wanting. We don't care which side of the community people come from. If they break the law, if they behave in an unsatisfactory fashion, we'll be first in there to give our views and condemnation.
Dean in Lisburn. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
I'm just wanting to ask a question. Do you see for the likes of the Holy Lands, is there any form submitted to get permission to have a gathering in that area?
I don't know. Why?
I'm so glad you asked that, Dean, because that's one of the issues the residents feel very strongly about. This is treated as a formal and official celebration, and it's not. It is a completely illegal street party on St Patrick's Day in the Holy Land. Completely illegal.
Yeah, and the streets are blocked across. Agincourt Avenue must have had about 500 to 1,000 people just blocking the whole street. Traffic can't get up and down. People standing around are intimidated by the noise and the hooliganism that goes on there. And the thing about it too is that there's a crime, you know, public drunkenness. There is nobody being prosecuted for public drunkenness. It is absolutely ridiculous. There's in the bowling club in the Botanic Gardens, there's a centre set up there for people that are too drunk to stand to be taken to. Well, for goodness sake, if they're too drunk to stand to be taken to, at least they should be fined before they're put there. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, residents have made a demand for the last 3 years at least. We had a community charter. We brought it to PAC, Partners and Communities Together. The main demand of residents was to prevent this illegal party, inverted commas, and that has not happened. All that the authorities do is manage a very bad situation, and you cannot manage thousands of drunks on a street.
Okay.
Not possible.
Dean?
We want to prevent...
Yeah. Sorry, I just want to say, there straight away, it is an illegal gathering. The police state that I think it is any more than six people is an illegal gathering, and you need to submit forms so that you get permission to have that. So straight away, there shouldn't be any issues about getting in and, you know, managing it. It should be dispersed. It should be, you know, it shouldn't happen for a start.
Well, if you spit this out, Dean, what you're actually saying here is that the police are turning a blind eye. That's what you're saying.
Yes, I am, because I know it wouldn't happen on the other side. You know, they should have a place where they can go and congregate and do whatever they want to do, and it should be legal. You know, likes of a park or whatever, what the 12th of July does, they get Malone House there and use that as their base. You know, they have to submit forms so that they can have that parade, and it's legal.
Yeah, well, Dean, let's now let's now then be realistic, right? So in the real world of St Patrick's Day, what do you want the police to do? There are thousands of students in the Holy Lands. Do you want the police to draw their batons? Do you want them to use pepper spray against young students? Yes, they're drunk. Yes, they're blocked. What do you want the police to do?
Well, Stephen, I'm glad you asked that, because that sounds to me that you're condoning it.
I'm asking the question, Dean. I'm asking the question. So, what do you want the police to do?
Their job. Disperse it.
Disperse it how?
So
if you've got a thousand odd students in a concentrated space, in a small space, what do you do? How do you police that operation?
That's up to the police to do that, but I'm saying it has to be done. What do you just, it's okay then, so just leave them, just have them, keep a wee eye on them, we'll take a few names here. You know, they're not doing their job then. It is an illegal gathering. So for the people that live there, do you think that they should just accept that?
I think it's really interesting territory, and there is a coherent argument in what you're saying, Dean. It's not for me to say whether you're right or wrong. I think it's a difficult situation for the police, isn't it? But the other side of that is, look, you know, for the integrity of the law, for the police to have authority, they've got to be seen to be upholding the law. And therefore, you know, Jim Rogers, let's come to you again. You know, when Breege and Ray here are describing illegal gatherings of young people who are then also breaching bylaws by openly drinking, peeing, doing all of this in the street, the police are there. The police are not on top of it. They cannot stop it. The authority and the integrity and respect for law and order, Jim, goes out the window.
Yes, it does. Now, I can't speak for the police, but I have discussed these issues and many more with them, and they use this term, sensitive policing, and that's what it actually is. And you've rightly said yourself, Stephen, if the police are to go in with their batons, it's going to make a situation even worse than what it presently has been over the years. And I don't like what's happening. I want to emphasise again, I'm most sympathetic to the residents who still live in that district. The universities have tried to play their part along with the Belfast Met and have given a whole range of organisations. And this is a team effort. And again, it's so easy to sit on the sidelines and say you should do A, B, C, D and E. But I would remind any students who are planning to go there over the St Patrick's Day weekend to behave in a responsible fashion and remember what can happen if you're prosecuted and you're brought to the courts and found guilty. It can prevent you from travelling to many countries in the world. And people, I've spoken to two students over the last 3 to 4 years who have suffered in this way, and they very much regret it now because they wanted to go to places such as the United States of America. They can't go, all because they got absolutely tanked on St Patrick's Day, made fools out of themselves, attacked the police, were arrested and prosecuted.
Well, let's see. Let's keep an eye on St Patrick's Day this year and let's see what happens.
Well, can I assure Breege and Ray that the committee, we know our responsibilities, our officers, right from the chief executive right down to the director responsible, they're all working extremely hard with all the organisations, and I have to keep emphasising that. There'll be regular meetings between now and Saturday the 17th,
all right
over that weekend.
Jim Rogers, Breege, Ray Farley, thank you very much indeed.